Most schools in America are starting the school year remotely. That's what Leander Independent School District in Texas did. But starting on September 8th, the district will bring some students back into the classroom for in-person learning. Dr. Bruce Gearing is the district's superintendent and joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you for having me today.
Well, and tell us about your plan. How is this going to work for students who wish to return to school in person?
So we'll be starting out with about 25% of our student population coming back on September 8th, and we will keep that level of population for the first 2 weeks, and we will start to bring more students back after that.
And how do you decide which students get to come back in that first round, or is it up to them and their parents?
Actually, we do have criteria that we've put into place. We are inviting our highest special needs students to come back, as well as our youngest learners. And so our pre-K and our kindergarten and our first grade students will be invited back in that first round. At the middle school level, we'll be bringing back our sixth graders. And at the high school level, our ninth graders in that first round. We will also be including our staff children so that they have a place to be learning as our staff come back to help with all of the in-person instruction.
And are teachers, all the teachers, are they going to have to be back in the classroom as well?
So we are requiring all of our staff to return on September 8th, with the exception of a few who have applied for accommodations through our human resources department.
And how will they both teach the students who are there in person and the ones who are learning from home?
So we have two different models that we're working with. At the elementary level, we will have teachers who are teaching only in-person students and other teachers who are only teaching virtual students. At the middle and high school level, all of our teachers will be teaching both in-person and virtual students. So the in-person students will be receiving the same online instruction as our virtual students. The synchronous part of that is the first 45 minutes where the teacher will be instructing all of her students virtually, including the students who are in-person in her classroom. And then in the second 45 minutes, the students in the classroom will be interacting with each other and interacting with the teacher in person, while the students who are still at home and virtual will be in breakout rooms and interacting with each other or working independently. And they may also consult with the teacher virtually if they need any help.
The other piece of this, of course, is that you're going to have to make sure that there's not an outbreak of COVID-19 in the school. And in order to do that, many places are doing a lot of testing. Do you have plans to do a lot of COVID-19 tests, regular tests for the people who will be in the building?
We are not going to be doing any additional testing apart from what is already happening in our county. And we, of course, are focusing on the three main things, which are masks, social distancing, and hand washing to try to ensure that all of our staff and students remain safe.
What kind of reaction are you getting from parents and students to this plan?
So, of course, we have a mixed reaction. There are a number of parents who really want their kids back in person in school and are asking us to do that as soon as possible. We have some who do not want their children back in school. They, of course, have the choice to keep their students 100% virtual. It's a little more challenging for our staff. They really don't have as much choice as our students and our parents have, and that has been challenging for us to manage.
If there is a spike in cases, will you change course and go back to all online learning?
Just like when we have bad weather, we consult meteorologists. So in this global pandemic, we're working very closely with the health departments and especially the epidemiologists. So we will be watching the numbers very carefully. We will be monitoring our own situation in each classroom and making those decisions as necessary.
So you're consulting with the experts, but how does it feel to you as a superintendent to be responsible for all of this at this moment? Something obviously that nobody's really been able to prepare for at the level of a superintendent of a school district.
Absolutely. You know, I am a math teacher by trade, and I never dreamed that one day I'd be building school buildings and managing this many students. And this is a new situation, and that requires us to be highly flexible and adaptable. And we're going to make decisions in the best interests of our staff and our students, and we're going to do the very best that we can in very, very challenging circumstances.
Are you moving in this direction, though, because an in-person class is better in terms of quality than an online class, or because there's economic pressure to get the kids back into the classroom so that the parents can go back to work, or some combination?
I think it is a combination of both of those things. We know that we're a human capacity organization, and we do our best work when we have personal human connections and relationships between students and teachers and students and students. But we also know that we don't understand everybody's personal circumstances at their house, and we want to provide those opportunities, if at all possible, safely, in order to mitigate what could be, you know, dire consequences for families that may really need their kids to be back in school for some reason. That's why we're trying to operate under as much choice as possible. Of course, that requires us to have both in-person and virtual opportunities for them, which requires that we operate under a full staff as soon as possible.
That is Dr. Bruce Gehring, who is the superintendent of the Leander Independent School District in Leander, Texas, which is currently teaching online, but will soon, on September the 8th, give students the option to attend school in person. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with this.
Thank you very much for having me.